Presenting Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. The Sixth Service Command presents Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook, a series of programs about your soldiers in the camps and hospitals of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. In turning the pages of our notebook today, we come across another page about our gallant American women, the songs of Sergeant Buddy Clark, and the music of the 344th Army Service Forces Band. The most important page of any soldier's notebook will be found under the heading Home. And here is Sergeant Buddy Clark to make the entry.
When shadows fall and trees whisper days ending, my thoughts are ever wending home. When crickets call, my heart is forever yearning once more to be returning. When the hills conceal the setting sun, stars begin a peeping one by one. Night covers all, and though fortune may forsake me, sweet dreams will ever take me home. Setting sun, stars begin a peeping one by one. Night covers all, and though fortune may forsake me, sweet dreams will ever take me home.
Sergeant Carmandello and the orchestra played their new arrangement of the hauntingly beautiful Latin American favorite, Jealousy.
Thank you.
just a few weeks ago, we were again reminded of the gallant work of the nurses in the Army Nurse Corps, when many of the nurses liberated from Santo Tomas Prison in the Philippines were returned to the United States, and through tears of joy and happiness, saw for the first time in over 3 years their beloved homeland. Their day of deliverance was long in coming, but they never doubted that General MacArthur would keep his promise when he said, "I will return." These women gallantly continued their mission of mercy throughout their 3 years as prisoners of the Japs in the infamous Santo Tomas camp, bringing to the best of their ability comfort and help to the many soldiers and civilians, fellow prisoners, who otherwise might have perished. Even after suffering untold hardships and privations, the first thought of these Army nurses was to return to duty as soon as possible. They were appalled when they learned of the great shortage of Army nurses at a time when they are needed most. Yes, the women serving in the Army Nurse Corps and the Women's Army Corps as medical technicians, as well as many other fields, are writing a glorious page in the history of our country. It is in part through their untiring efforts that the lives of 97 out of every 100 men injured in battle are saved. It is the goal of these women not only to maintain this fine record, but if possible, improve it. Our hats are off to the Army Nurse Corps and the Women's Army Corps. No soldier's notebook would be complete without a few good-natured gripes. Well, here's one from Buddy's which reads, "Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week."
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. Oh, but Saturday night, the loneliest night of the week, I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see. Until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see. Until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
Again, our notebook closes for another week. We invite you to be with us next week when we will take you to Mayo General Hospital in Galesburg, Illinois, for another story of our general hospitals at work. Your announcer is Sergeant Forrest Athlon.